Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and we began on Monday in verse number 8, where the Bible says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." And then Tuesday we saw 2 Peter 3:9. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And today we move to 2 Peter 3:10, where the Bible declares, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up." So today we look at the prophecy of the Lord. The prophecy of the Lord, and this thought of the promise of the coming of the Lord. The scripture says, "But the day of the Lord will come." I want to say today that's the certainty of it. The day of the Lord will come. And some might say, "Well, preacher, I've been hearing that all my life and it never happened." Well, understand it's closer today than it was then. And it will happen just as sure as the Word of God is true. And so the day of the Lord will come. And then we get a little bit about the character of his coming. The Bible says, "as a thief in the night." Now understand that if a thief was coming to your house tonight, he wouldn't call ahead and say, "Okay, now I'll be there about 2 o'clock and make sure the dogs are tied up and the lights are out and the door's unlocked because I'm coming in your home to steal." No, he wouldn't do that. Matter of fact, it's when you least expect a thief is when he comes. And he comes and oftentimes is gone before you realize that he's been there. May I say, I believe that's the way it's going to be with the rapture. When the Lord comes for his saints, he's going to have come and gone before this old world ever misses us, before this old world ever realizes what has taken place. And this verse spans multiple of truths here, beginning in this part and then going forward. We see the very latter end, or the very latter part of the coming of the Lord. And of course, there's several things that transpire in between here. But the Bible says, "in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise." And so we see that there's the consequence of his coming. "And the elements shall be burnt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up." Have you ever thought about that? That the works therein shall be burnt up. Understand that the nicest homes, that the greatest estates, that the most lush and plush and expensive things on the planet are going to be dissolved someday, and they will have zero value. Well, given that thought and given that understanding that everything that we build, everything that we do is temporal and temporary. You see, you and I, we're going to only live 70 years by reason of strength, 80 years, according to the scripture. But even for those that may outlive us or the generations to come, the scripture says that there's coming a day that all of these works shall be burned up. And I say that to say this, the coming of the Lord is something to be looked at, and it's not to frighten anyone. It's not to stop anyone from building or doing or enjoying life. No, just the opposite. But to keep all of these things in perspective, in the perspective that life on this earth is but temporary, but life eternal is forever and permanent. And what we do with Jesus Christ determines that eternal destination. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd help someone see their need of salvation today and turn to you before it's everlasting too late. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.